The FBI supervisory agent in Spokane says the feds and local police are running down hundreds of leads. They're also asking for the public's help to figure out who placed a Swiss Army brand backpack containing a bomb on a downtown street corner bench. Agent Frank Harrell says the FBI had no advance warning of a threat to the Martin Luther King Day march.
I think that the linkage is inescapable, that this device was placed likely sometime between 8 and shortly before 9:30 on the day of the Unity Day march, and it was placed along the route. So I think a reasonable person can reasonably conclude that these two events were linked.
Harrell declined to give specifics on how the backpack bomb was made, except to say it was clearly designed to inflict multiple casualties. He says the would-be bomber left clues in the rucksack in the form of two T-shirts. One says Treasure Island 2009. The other is a souvenir from a Cancer Society fundraising relay race. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.